Once upon a time, there was a girl, that must be me, who lived in a castle. Yes, that is me. And every day she would go by.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Thursday, August 28th through Sunday the 31st, the IU Department of Theater and Drama launches the school year with a world premiere of the musical The Day Boy and the Night Girl. Our guests are Kate Baldwin Eng, who's the playwright, lyricist, and composer James Rubio. Kate's been a journalist, a clown, a solo performer, and lately a writer of musicals. Kate, at first glance, 19th century author, clergyman, George MacDonald's The Day Boy and the Night Girl, presents a little bit like a fairy tale, as a witch, an imprisoned maiden, a handsome hero, a rescue. But things aren't quite as simple as they might seem.
Yeah, I think what attracted us to the story when we read it, it wasn't a typical Victorian sort of saccharine fairy tale. There was this witch who begins the story, and the author is almost sympathetic towards her. She decides to raise these children to help her figure out life. It seemed sort of modern and psychological, and I think we both very much empathized with the witch, perhaps as creative people or I don't know what.
Well, we've got a witch who's not quite what we might expect. Mm-hmm. And we've also got the imprisoned maiden who turns out to be something a little different than we might expect from the archetypes.
Right. Well, she's a beautiful little girl who's reared to be the perfect demure maiden. And of course, the opposite happens. She's very feisty and intelligent, and she's kept in the dark, but the dark makes her eyes even stronger. So she's like a cat, and she can almost see better.
Now, she's the night person. The day boy?
The day boy is raised in this other sort of traditional mold of the boy who's told he's wonderful and strong and can do anything he wants, and he's a little bit arrogant and a little bit innocent of things that might make him more sensitive. So what happens is, of course, they each discover some of life, which I think is one of the most beautiful moments in the musical. It's kind of like your ultimate sort of puberty awakening moment. It's a very sensual moment, and nature as a character is very present in the musical.
Our second guest from The Day Boy and the Night Girl is the composer James Rubio. James has written music for the concert stage, plays, films, musicals. In fact, when he finishes with the compositional duties on this project, he goes back to work on a musical where he's doing everything, the book, the lyrics, and the music. James, The Day Boy and the Night Girl is kind of a fairyland, but to me it really does have a 19th century flavor, and I'm curious about how that affects your musical choices.
Well, we've tried to meld a variety of styles and not kept the story particularly set in the Victorian era. I mean, there are, you know, anachronistic language in the music and in the dialogue. So I've tried to draw from classical influences. I'd say Debussy being the main one, Debussy's and Brahms, late 19th century, early 20th century, as well as more modern theater composers who I'm influenced by, Stephen Sondheim, etc. I've tried to create basically a musical language drawn from several different eras to create its own world.
Do the individual characters, the witch, the young man, and the girl have their own particular musical styles?
Yes, they do. They have their own motifs, first of all, but they've also got their own sense of harmonies depending on the character and where they are in the story. For example, the witch, low, dark harmonies, whereas young day boy and the night girl, almost Disney-esque type songs, and especially the night girl, as she evolves, we get to use a more like impressionistic palette as she discovers the world.
We've been talking with composer James Rubio and playwright Kate Baldwin Eng about The Day Boy and the Night Girl. It plays this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. Sunday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee in the Wells Metz Theater. It's part of the program Premier Musicals, developing new musical theater at Indiana University. And I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.